going to try to get to this story coming up in a few minutes with Lenny Bree, our technical producer. He had an awkward encounter experience at the doctor. I think we can all relate to that. That's coming up here on Joe McKenzie. So the situation, it was scary at first. I woke up and I thought that I was bleeding and also that I had an accident in the bed. Let me explain, and then hopefully you can too at 833-563-2539. I passed out, like not from alcohol, I just was so tired, I guess I fell asleep, and I had like three or four of these Hershey Kisses, and they were like from like Christmas, they were filled with like some kind of a cherry liquid inside, like a red liquid kind of flavor, I don't know, they were like cherry chocolate or whatever, and they were good, and I thought I grabbed three or four, but maybe I grabbed five, because whatever I did, there was one left, and it was in the bed, didn't know this, and I wake up in the morning, and I don't feel anything on my back, but I get up, and it looks like either I accidentally had an accident, or that somebody stabbed me, like a combination of both. The bed had all this chocolate and red color smeared into the sheet.
What?
And I'm like, what the heck is that? So apparently I passed out and rolled over and melted a Hershey's Kiss. Guys, it was flat. And like, I went to like to work on this thing. And I kind of was wondering if anybody else has had something where, whether it was alcohol or just tired, you passed out eating something. Because it's more common than you think. I actually didn't know this, but I was talking to my wife Lindsay about it and some other friends. And Lindsay, I guess back in the day when she was younger, not once but twice, she's passed out with a Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme on her belly. Like she's eating it. Falls down and she sits there with the Crunchwrap Supreme right there on her stomach.
Okay, we had this discussion about not eating in bed, how it's gross, and this is a prime example of you eating in bed and falling asleep.
But I don't, but listen, you act like I do this all the time. This only has happened like once or twice that I'm aware of. Usually I don't.
But I'm saying you, on the reg, say that you eat in bed.
Okay,
and there's gotta be a little something. Crumbles, there's gotta be like particles of food that fall in your bed.
Oh my God, there's worse things in my bed than like a
Ew.
Little bit of, you know, Hershey
like
Kiss.
What?
Everybody's bed's got disgustingness in it. Like your bed's got disgusting. You may not realize it, but your body sweats. It does all these things. Everybody's bed's gross. You should always wash your sheets all the time.
Well, yeah, but, I do.
Okay. Wait, nobody here else eats in bed?
No.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. My boyfriend does though.
Okay. What does he eat in bed?
Oh, I don't know. I try not to. I don't deal. I don't eat in bed, so.
I almost want to make this into.
What do you mean you don't deal? Like, you don't, like, you just ignore it?
Yes, out of sight, out of mind. If he wants to eat in bed, that's fine, but I don't like to eat in bed. So my side has no food.
Do you care that he eats in bed?
As long as it's not on my side.
Then you don't care.
Right. I care, but I'm not going to say anything. It's like, whatever.
Why don't you say anything? I feel like this is like a
he's
very,
so passive.
Like a thing that happens. Like, you don't tell him.
I mean, what am I going to say? Hey, don't eat in bed?
Like, could you not?
Yeah.
I want to make this two different questions.
And
then
he's going to be like,
no.
Can I?
I want to make this two different questions. I want to know if you've actually passed out eating something. What was it? But also, am I the only one that eats in bed? Apparently, I feel like I'm bed-shamed by everybody on the show
here.
Yes,
okay. Here. Eating in bed, yay or never. 833-563-2539.
So when my parents would go out of town, they would have this babysitter come in, and she would stay at our house, and she would watch us. And I think her name was Nancy. I don't really remember. I was really little, but my mom
and dad,
we were not allowed to eat in our bedroom. We weren't even allowed to take food into our bedroom. Like, we are not allowed to, like, food did not go upstairs.
I don't even bring food in my bedroom, period.
Yeah, that's exactly how we were growing up. And my parents said that they would come back from their trip, and she, this, like, nanny would stay in their bedroom, in the master bedroom when they were gone.
Oh, no.
And they would get into bed and there would be crumbs like all over the bed because the nanny would like eat in the bed.
What if there's bugs one day? Like when you come to home and
leave
like crumbs.
How does the nanny not clean up? She's a terrible nanny. Apparently she doesn't know how to do her job. Now what if there's bugs in there?
Because if you leave crumbs and then one day, you
or
come
bugs.
In there, would you not die?
They're not just going to hop right. Oh, God, we had a rat in the bed. Like, it doesn't just happen after one or two crumbs. You'd have to live in filth and squalor for that to happen.
Ugh. I don't know.
I'm just saying, you guys are, you're knocking something and you haven't tried it.
No, I actually have, but I don't have a TV in my room either. So I don't camp out in there.
I don't have a television in my room either. I don't think I ever will.
Mm-mm.
Like, maybe one day, but I just think that. Yeah, I just don't.
What kind of life are you two living?
I mean, I have a television, but I just don't think that. I think it's better to not watch television than it is to watch it. And so like to have it in my bedroom, like my bedroom's for sleeping and relaxing, and that's it.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, you're on Joe McKenzie. A couple of things here. Did you pass out with something like you were eating? What happened?
Yeah, so one time I was like really, really sick, and it was when I was younger. So my mom made me a bowl of chicken noodle soup, and I was just laying there in bed eating the chicken noodle soup, and the next thing I'm like waking up and my whole entire chest is just soaked. And I was so tired and so sick. I was like, why am I wet? And it was horrible.
Oh, man. It might have been enjoyable at first. Like, ooh, hot chicken noodle soup.
Then oh,
like,
my gosh, no.
That's
it was
when
so
you know
surprising
you're...
and I was so sick. I just didn't even know what was going on.
That's when you know you're exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aw.
I had a friend in college who got Taco Bell on their way home from the bars, and they brought it into bed with them, and they passed out. And when they woke up, there were like soft tacos like all spread across their bed.
See, I
That's
told
a fantasy
you.
That
they
Joe
passed
has.
Out.
I know.
And they like rolled all over.
Is it the web girl like right now? You're talking about my Valentine's Day dream. Oh yeah, hard tacos, soft tacos, and bean burritos.
It's like my nightmare.
Let's go to Toby. Hey Toby, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What's going on?
Okay, so when I was younger, my mom and I were on a road trip, and we like stopped by like Starbucks or something, and I was like probably like 8 or 9, and she wouldn't get me a drink, and I was like, no, please, please, and she was like, no, you're going to spill it, and so I was like, no, like, I won't, and she was like, fine, if you promise not to spill it, I will get you a drink. So I get the drink, and I fall asleep in the car, and I just drop the entire drink all over the car, and it just spills everywhere.
Oh, man, so messy. I remember I was feeding my little girl, and this is when she was a baby, though, and Lucy, she, like, fell, like, face forward into, like, SpaghettiOs. And I took a picture because it was so hilarious.
Meanwhile, I was like, Mom, help me. You're like, hold on, let me get this
yeah,
focus.
Let me get a shot.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, you can tweet us, Joe and McKenzie. Love to hear where you passed out eating. Also, let me know that I'm not the only one that likes to eat in bed, because these two, they're making me kind of feel bad about that. Lenny Bree, our technical producer, he's a really cool dude, and he went through something I saw the other day on his Instagram, which I can totally relate to.
I love this. We do a rundown of the show, a schedule, and all it says is testicle check.
testes, 1, 2, 3. We'll check in with Lenny Bree. Hey, that rhymed, and find out about his awkward story. Maybe you got an awkward moment at the doctor. We'd love to hear those stories next.